Every year, thousands of animals are crushed trying to cross a highway just south of the U.S.-Mexico border in Sonora. It's a major impediment to jaguars, ocelots, and black bears whose survival depends on free movement through borderlands. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports on efforts to create wildlife crossings that could mitigate the dangers of the road.
Researchers stand on the edge of Mexico's Highway 2 as semis speed past. They're just outside the little town of Imori, Sonora. Here, ocotillos, organ pipe cactus, and mesquites bright green from the summer rains line the road as it winds through the Sierra Azul Mountains. When the road clears, the researchers sprint across the cracked two-lane highway about 35 miles south of the U.S. border, then scramble down into a drainage beneath the roadway to check a camera trap tucked into the narrow tunnel.
Queremos saber cuáles son las especies que están utilizando estos drenajes.
Cecilia Aguilar is a road ecologist with the Seattle-based nonprofit Wildlands Network. She's working on a years-long project monitoring roadkill and camera traps along the highway from Imuris to Sonora's eastern border with the state of Chihuahua. She says researchers want to understand where, how, and which animals cross the highway, and if they make it. They use that information to advocate for wildlife-friendly highway crossings.
Es una de las principales barreras, otra es el muro fronterizo.
Aguilar says the highway is a major barrier bisecting an important wildlife corridor through the Sky Islands in Arizona and Sonora. Endangered species like jaguars and ocelots are known to crisscross the border here.
But it won't happen if there is a border wall in between, if there is a big highway in between.
Juan Carlos Bravo is director of Western and Mexico programs for Wildlands Network. He says re-establishing jaguar and ocelot populations in the United States requires connectivity between Arizona and Sonora. And Mexico's few black bears rely on a larger population in Arizona for survival. There's been a lot of focus aimed at studying damage created by border fence construction. But Bravo says Wildlands also wants to mitigate this other barrier, the highway.
The idea is to focus mostly on underpasses.
In large part, that means reconfiguring existing drainages and putting up fencing to direct animals to safe crossings. But it will also mean constructing overpasses for larger animals less likely to cross under the road.
Black bear in the region, I think, merit that investment. The occasional jaguar that passes through, and it must be noted that most of the jaguars that have reached Arizona have actually crossed through this corridor.
Wildlands is working with transportation authorities to include wildlife crossings as part of plans. Highway expansions. They're also pushing for policy change. Legislation requiring wildlife crossings on Mexican highways has been introduced at both the state and federal levels. So far, only the state of Chihuahua has passed a law. Back on the highway, researchers arrive at El Aribabi Conservation Ranch to check camera traps just off the road in Sonora's Cocospera Valley. Luis Ernesto Robles and his family have owned this ranch for generations.
Sabemos que la carretera se ocupa. El problema es cómo la van a hacer.
He says highways are necessary, but they're being built in a way that causes a lot of damage here.
Se va a destruir todo. Estoy convencido de eso.
He's convinced planned expansions will destroy what's left. But researcher Ricardo Felix says new road projects can also be an opportunity for positive change.
Entonces, nosotros, al ver esa oportunidad,
money and resources budgeted for the highway expansion open up the possibility of constructing wildlife crossings too.
Al ver en las cámaras, al ver presencia de diferentes animales, pues siempre es una emoción.
He says every time the cameras snap a photo of coyotes, deer, or bobcats using drainages to cross the highway, it gives him hope that with safe passages, they'll continue to thrive in this region. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.